Now, back in the hotel room, Andrew sees three missed calls from Nathan, who's his roommate. And he calls back Nathan, and in the background, you hear Issa.
Yeah.
So, of course, hating ass Molly has something to say.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Talking about how Nathan ain't shit, and Issa just likes things messy, and this is where Andrew had to explain to her that, you know, Nathan was, when he disappeared that last time he ghosted, he was actually going through some mental health issues, and that shut her up real quick.
Yes, it did.
So then Molly finally comes out in this lingerie.
Which was cuter on.
It was cuter on.
Yeah.
This is how she should have presented it from the beginning.
Right. Right.
Came out her lingerie, ties Andrew up, and is like, you know, you
feel like, listen, listen. And we were together. Me and Natasha were together during this moment with our chins to the floor.
On the ground.
This bitch got on top of her man and said, you have to eat this ass and spread her cheeks on HBO.
Yes, literally manually spread her cheeks. We saw the entire movement of the spreading.
We've never, so I, in my 30 years of life, never seen an Asian man in a sexual situation on TV.
I can count on, like, one finger, Crazy Rich Asians. Like, really, we don't get a lot of examples at
and
all.
And that was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on TV, on an episode, never.
No.
And then to have seen him eating a black woman's ass, this show is transformative.
This is a pioneering moment in the history of television.
Groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. It is happening right now all over the world, all the time. But it is groundbreaking for TV.
To be seen on television, we were hollering and just afterwards we were like, oh my God, we've literally never seen that on TV.
Never.
Ever.
Nope.
Huge. Shout out to Issa out here just
bringing
true representation.
Director Jay Ellis.
And Jay Ellis, who directed this episode. Wow, I didn't think about that part. that layer to this.
I know.
Damn. Okay, good. So yeah, the next day they're all at the pool, and we learn a little bit. This was kind of quick, but we learn a little bit about Andrew's like family life. His sister Fiona, that Molly had brought up before, and he kind of like pushed it to the side. But there's a sister. Her name's Fiona. She lives in Seattle. Mm-hmm. She works at a sandwich shop. She's doing well. It's like very mysterious. Andrew hasn't really talked to her. So something, just another layer there to him.
Going on with the sister.
So they're in the pool and someone splashes and water gets in Lydia's eyes. And so Molly, goes out to grab a towel. And when she's at the towel stand, the lady's asking her for a key card and Molly doesn't have it with her. And the lady, she's like, unfortunately, hotel policy, I can't give you a towel. Now Molly starts to get irate.
Crazy.
And, the white people who just left, I didn't see you ask for a card. And the lady's trying to, like, calm her down, like, please calm down before I have to get my manager. And luckily, Victor is passing by, and so he's able to show the card and get the towel. And Molly just snatched that towel so fast from that lady.
Didn't even look at Victor.
Grabbed that towel and was, like, huffed out of there.
And there were a lot of layers to this, because we heard Molly speak Spanish when they got there.
This is true.
That lady was trying to de-escalate the situation in English. Molly could have switched to Spanish.
Yeah, true.
And tried to communicate with her in a more effective way.
Yeah, perhaps,
Could have. Chose not to.
No.
Chose to keep speaking English.
Yeah.
Also, we saw the white people get the towels. We did not see old girl ask for said key cards, but we don't know when she would have asked for said key cards.
Exactly. And Molly, we all came in at the same time together. We don't know if the key card exchange had already happened, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So when Molly gets back to the pool, she's tight. And Victor is just like, the towel lady, she was being very intense about her job. And Molly goes in. She's like, she was being selectively racist. And I literally saw her give a white couple towels without question. And so Victor is kind of like, you know, pushing back, and he's like, you know, just to ask. God. I know he's playing this devil's advocate foolishness.
That guy,
which I fucking hate.
He's that guy who stirs the pot because it's interesting.
Yes,
he's not interesting because he's boring.
Yes, exactly that. And he literally said, just to play devil's advocate. And I was like, here this fucking goes.
Just to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's like, do you really think it's about race? You know, what if it wasn't about race and she was just doing her job? You know, you don't know for sure. So you could be making your life harder by assuming. Which now, Andrew just tells him to shut up in Chinese. He's like, bruh,
right.
We're not doing this.
Let's not,
And, you know, Victor's like, I know, I get it. It's a thing. I experience racism too. Mm-hmm. But how I react to it is my choice. You don't have to give it so much power.
Mm.
Now, Molly, her response, and this is where Lydia was even giving her the side eye, like, bitch, what? Lydia was like, her biggest fan was like, oh, girl, nope. Molly was like, well, that's easy for you to say. Y'all only consider yourself people of color when it benefits you. And Andrew and Lydia, they're all like, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true, not cool.
And especially now, I can't even think pre-coronavirus, but especially now with coronavirus, how people were acting towards Asian people in March.
Oh, yeah.
When they were so wildly racist and accusatory. Yep. I can't even think to say that to anyone Asian.
Never. And and Molly just kind of, you are dating an Asian man.
Like, girl. You are on an Asian family vacation. I don't know if you know.
You're on an Asian family vacation. Yes.
You hiked up them mountains with them people. You have to respect. And when Andrew was speaking Chinese to his brother, you got to respect that shit too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or you get to crack it open that Rosetta Stone. Because, girl, this is part of it.
Yeah, that's true. So that was whack of Molly, this complete and utter just disrespect. She's trying to get in at Victor, but in essence, she disrespected the sister-in-law, her own
Asian
man.
Asian people.
And just Asian people in general.
Yeah.
It's rude. And so she's just left there looking dumb because even her boyfriend is like, what? No, that's not true. And she, of course, just gave up and she's like, nope, I'm out. And she was gone, and she's like, fuck you, Andrew, get your fucking brother. Just yikes just, all around.
Yep.
Ugh,
yep.
Terrible. She massively overreacted. Like, I know we talked about it after when we watched it together.
Yeah.
Massively overreacted. Like, I get it when you see things that you do feel like affected you because of race. And, you know, how I would have handled the towel thing way differently than Molly. I mean, even in a situation where I felt like it could have been racially motivated, like, as the brother said, and he's annoying and an idiot, but it's how you choose to react sometimes.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's just a towel. It's not her trying to get to her room or trying to get breakfast or something wild. It's just a towel.
It's just a towel. But Molly's just in this space where she just can't let go of anything.
Anything.
So even the towel lady's gonna get it. Which is just, it's just so, that's an exhausting space to be in.
Yeah.
Especially as a black person, you gotta pick and choose your battles because we out here fighting every day.
But also, Molly has only dated black men in the past.
Yeah.
And like we said, she's on an Asian family vacation that I don't think she expected to be on.
No,
So she's going through so much change, and I think she never acknowledges it.
Yeah.
She just keeps it moving and then buries, and then is shocked when she blows up at, you know, something so little.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So that night in bed, neither Molly nor Andrew are sleeping. I'm just staring up at the ceiling. The next morning, it's definitely awkward. Andrew, he was up earlier than Molly, but when he comes back, he tells her that, you know, he talked to Victor. He admitted he was wrong. He was sorry for how he, you know, reacted. And the next scene, we just see Molly walking down the beach, just kind of.
This was my low-key sleigh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl. Yes. Mine too. I already knew that was coming. Like, oh yeah, this was the look.
This was such a good one.
Oh my god.
This was every. I love a tone on tone on tone, and Molly does a tone on tone.
She does.
Yes.
Complete one tone. The whole outfit. Yes. The whole outfit. Yes. Every episode, at least one of her outfits is full tone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous. It was ribbed. I love a ribbed something.
Nice texture.
And it had a duster. I love a duster that it's doesn't duster. Look like a muumuu.
Oh, like the long like kimono thing. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, it just looked really, really good. Skin tone looked popping with it. It was just a good all around vacation look.
All around. She looked very rich and luxurious.
So rich.
She looked so rich.
Yes.
I look broke as fuck on my vacations. I'm just wearing, I don't wear like looks as I should.
You don't?
Not real. When I go to the beach, I just put on what's like convenient, like a one piece and like some cut off shorts or like.
What?
Sometimes I'll try to piece a look together, but it don't look rich and luxurious. That's for damn sure.
Come on. That's how
I know.
What?
I could do better. I'm out here looking.
No.
Real Salvation Army out here. Just where my clothes are from, so.
And there ain't nothing wrong with the Salvation Army. You're doing the environment a favor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you could definitely do this. You know me and my group, we have spreadsheets that we go through.
I know
through
you
night
do.
By night.
I know. But I did, it made the cape, like, long kimono thing. What do you call it? What were you calling it?
A duster.
A duster, like that. Yeah. I love that look, like that vacation look. I need to, like, invest in more of those pieces and, Yeah,
you can wear them in South Jersey.
Exactly. Walk through Cape May with my shit on. But yeah, Molly, she's strolling down the beach looking just like a rich black, you know, entrepreneur of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And she is sitting down. She places a call and she calls up her therapist, Dr. Rhonda. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She leaves her a message asking for an appointment, saying she's been having a hard time letting things go. And which is recently, we have so many things. Issa, her father, the towel lady, like so many things. She's just not letting go.
And
she booked that appointment, which thank God, because we've all been screaming all season long, even on Twitter. Why
Rhonda?
Is Molly not in therapy?
Yes.
My God.
Yeah, that was good. I thought she also called her as if she was calling a friend. I've never called a doctor to say, I can't, you know, I'm having a hard time letting things go. No, I need an appointment. You got any next week?
Yeah.
I'm free after six. Thanks.
Yeah, it's very like cut and dry, clinical.
Yeah, like a medical doctor, but she didn't call her like that. She called her like she was her friend.
Yeah, she needs a friend and she can't call the one. You know, closest one she got, so.
Yeah. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.